Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Being in a violent country, you cannot act as though violence is not happening.
This is renowned artist Doris Salcedo. She lives and works in Colombia.
That's why I think art has to somehow create a balance. Then you can create art that might create some meaning. And that meaning might help us ask difficult questions. Art does not give answers, only poses questions.
And those questions, who perpetrates violence? Who are their victims? How does it happen? Why? Those questions powerfully envelop visitors to The Materiality of Mourning, an exhibition of Salcedo's work currently on display at the Harvard Art Museums. We recently took a tour with curator Mary Schneider Enriquez.
She talks with the victims and the survivors of whatever the political violence was, and through that long series of discussions, learns, you know, the sorrow they've suffered, the extreme violence that occurred, and also begins to formulate in her mind what she wants to do to create as a kind of response and addressing that kind of mourning that they are in now.
Walking into the exhibit, you immediately feel its central tension. This is an experience of mostly empty space, yet heavily freighted. Just four rooms, all white walls, dimmed light. And there, in one corner, a large fabric, seemingly strewn onto the floor, the rusty color of coagulated blood.
We're looking right now at a fleur de piel, which is a piece created out of thousands of rose petals. A tapestry of roses, but it's really a shroud of roses that are suspended between life and death. And so it looks quite literally almost like dried blood.
It's Salcedo's version of a burial shroud. The artist had heard the story of a Colombian nurse who'd been kidnapped and tortured to death after giving medical aid to both sides of the Colombian Civil War. The nurse's body was never found, and Enriquez says Salcedo was so moved by the story, she decided to make a flower offering for the nurse, similar to what the woman would have received at a proper burial.
And that flower offering, she wanted to be something that was so difficult to make and so vivid and expressive of the kind of pain and really reverence that she felt for this victim. So over 4 years, she and her assistants worked on a means by which trying to find a way to preserve these rose petals in a state in which, as you'll see them now, they remain somewhat alive, in the sense that they're still this lovely soft petal. But they were coated in chemicals that allowed them to exist beyond that. So it's a whole series of steps in terms of engineering and science that was a key part of creating this so that you have this lasting tapestry or shroud to this woman who died.
Right.
Everything about her work is meant for slow and careful and close looking. It's not you walk through the gallery quickly and you can get it all. No, you really need to take the time with it. Which is, in fact, one of the reasons this exhibition is called The Materiality of Mourning, because each of her pieces, from the beginning up to the present, is about creating this space in which to address the fact that people have lost someone to war and to political violence, very particularly.
Right. So can you tell me more about that? Because there's something very powerful about taking what is such a profoundly dark and intimate emotion such as mourning and loss and trying to, you know, make it manifest in a physical object of art. Mm-hmm. Has this been something that's driven Salcedo for her entire career?
Yes. Yeah. It is the primary theme in her work. It's about taking things we're familiar with and making them strange and odd and haunting and unsettling as a means of forcing the viewer to enter a space and respond to the work in such a way that you are off-put, you are unsettled, and that sense of the strangeness and that sadness is to stop you and make you think, see, and feel.
You see the delicate yet bloody browns of Salcedo's rose petal burial shroud. You think about the blood-stained sheet that probably wraps the body of the tortured nurse. You feel her family's and her nation's loss. Salcedo's work is probably most powerful when she confronts Colombia's national mourning, a nation that's been devastated by decades of civil war.
In 1985, November 6th and 7th, in the center of Bogota, the Supreme Court building, which is called the Palace of Justice, the leftist guerrilla group took over the building while the Supreme Court was in session. And the government sent in the military after them to remove them. A fire began, and basically the entire building was torched, killing everyone except one of the Supreme Court justices. Obviously, this was a huge national tragedy, and one that was something that people still live and are aware of and are, and deeply feel a sadness about. So Doris felt that there needed to be some kind of response to this, and she wanted to create something. So she asked to see if there were any remnants from the fire, from the building, that she could use to create a sculpture. And she was told no, so she had to come up with her own response.
And Salcedo's response is on display at the Harvard exhibit. Curator Mary Schneider Enriquez takes us to the room. It's filled with chairs.
These chairs, with raw material, she created them. And what they are is a basic wooden chair that she is actually, rather than having the wooden chair and the remnant from that building, she has taken the model of that chair, the idea of it, and she created in her studio in wax this whole basic chair, then sent it to a foundry in New York State where they cast it in stainless steel, sent all of the pieces of chairs back to Bogota, and Doris and her assistants hand-carved in the surface of each of these chairs the grain of wood, the nail hole, the chip, any gouge, so that it looks, when you come into the room and see these works, as if you are seeing an actual kind of worn chair.
At first glance, they look like normal gray chairs, but there's something not quite right. Some are askew or crushed. Some are smashed together. They're scattered around the room. There's damage and discord.
Each of these chairs has actually been fused together in a very forceful, obviously deliberate way, as if violence has occurred. So it's no longer a single chair. It's groups of chairs that are contorted and strange. The legs are bent. The seats are crumpled. But they are the chairs of each of those individuals who actually were killed. And she says, when violence has occurred to you in the confines of your home or on your neighborhood street or in the market where you buy your fruit, you can never go back and be in those spaces and not live and remember and be haunted by what occurred.
So Colombia's civil war is more than half a century long, thousands and thousands and thousands of people killed over that time. How do Colombians themselves react to the works?
As part of her commemoration of this exact event, and this will give you an answer to your question exactly of the response. So in 2002, which is when she created these stainless steel chairs, she did a performance piece, so to speak, which was with no public announcement whatsoever on the top of that Supreme Court building, the new one that's there now, at precisely the moment in the morning on November 6th in which the siege began in the old Supreme Court building. A single chair, like the simple chair, was suspended and began to go down the side of the building, and then another one and another one. Over the course of the exact time frame of the siege, more and more chairs slowly came down the side of the building. And as I said, there had been no announcement of this, so it's been filmed and there are photographs. You would watch passersby, doing their daily work on November 6th in 2002, and they walk by this building, and then they see this chair coming over the side, and it's just a basic chair, and then another one, and very, very slowly, as I said, until the wall was filled, day and night this happened, until the wall was filled by the next day with all these chairs cockeyed together, clustered, very oddly hanging, the point being, obviously, each chair held the trace of a body that no longer exists. And so the potency of this statement, without huge declarations and lots of announcements, but it was inserted into people's daily lives, became this extremely powerful symbolism of the tragedy.
Because her work sort of forces us to confront the reality of why we're mourning, right? And the effect that has. You know, you were saying earlier that you've seen people respond very powerfully to individual pieces. Mm-hmm. What is the work here that you most powerfully respond to?
Actually, this room.
This room.
And when I began this job, the first piece I acquired as the curator of Modern Contemporary Art was one of these stainless steel chairs that you see in this room. And to be very frank with you, which probably shouldn't be on the radio, but when we'd finished the installation and Doris and her team, her studio assistants, had left for the day, and I snuck one of my fellow curators in and said, look, no one had seen it, seen the exhibition. And I brought her in, and she knew very well how deeply I care about this work. And we walked into the first, and we walked into the second room, and involuntarily tears came down my cheeks. And she just looked at me and hugged me because she knew how much it mattered. So I get emotional now, too. Anyway, clearly I love this work.
Tell me more. Why do you think it's important for people to see it now?
Oh, gosh, you know. 5 years ago, I began working on this, and I knew it was important because I'd lived in Latin America. I knew how her work was dealing with issues that were everywhere, whether it was happening in Yemen, it was happening in Bosnia. I mean, all the political violence in the world. How do we respond with art to that? Because art can give you a way into thinking and feeling and hopefully bring us to a new place where we don't do these things again and again. So 5 years ago, I was thinking about this. And then we have our election. And you know, as we worry about the uncertainties in the world, many of us are even more worried about those uncertainties in our own country and how we as a nation will respond within ourselves as well as to the rest of the world. And our new presidential situation makes me more fearful, but at the same time, this work reminds us that there is a human spirit, we can get through it. I see this as really important right now because I want it to give us hope that we can go forward.
Well, thank you so much for bringing Salcedo's work here to the Harvard Art Museums for all of us to witness and experience. And thank you for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Mary Schneider Enriquez is the Houghton Associate Curator of Modern Art at the Harvard Art Museums. She guided us through the exhibition Doris Salcedo, The Materiality of Mourning. It's on display through early April. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.